You've got your Sunday morning preview with the Raised with Jesus podcast, the audio home of Resurrection Lutheran Church, and 10 minutes every day where life with Jesus meets yours. The fifth Sunday in Lent, the last Sunday it is before Palm Sunday, which begins Holy Week. On this fifth Sunday, we see that our journey is beautiful to the cross and the tomb. We have seen our Savior's battle waged against temptation. We have found confidence in his resolution to carry out the Father's plan of salvation. We have turned to the Lord at his invitation to draw near with repentant hearts, and we have rejoiced in his loving and forgiving embrace, much like the Father in the parable of the prodigal son. In these final hours before Holy Week, even as we rejoice in the great things God has done for his people throughout history, let us put the ways of the past behind us and continue to strive for that for which Christ has taken hold of us. Our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 20, beginning in verse 9, those who receive the Son with hearts of faith will gratefully bring forth fruit. Jesus began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, leased it to some tenant farmers, and went away on a journey for a long time. When it was the right time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect his share of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenant farmers beat the servant and sent him away empty-handed. The man went ahead and sent yet another servant, but they also beat him, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. The master sent yet a third. They also wounded him and threw him out. The owner of the vineyard said, "What should I do? I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenant farmers saw him, they talked it over with one another. They said, "This is the heir. Let's kill him, so that the inheritance will be ours." They threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. So what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenant farmers and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "May it never be." But he looked at them and said, "Then what about this that is written? The stone that the builders have rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush the one on whom it falls." That very hour, the chief priests and the experts in the law began looking for a way to lay hands on him, because they knew he had spoken this parable against them. But they were afraid of the people. And so, today especially, we look at the idea of guilt, and perhaps guilt that lags and stays with us for a long time. We know that Jesus has taken away our sins, but we think it's too easy, too simple, maybe demanding too little of me. So we beat ourselves up over our past sins by carrying present guilt, but Jesus wants it all, our sin and our guilt. In this gospel lesson, we might find ourselves horrified by the actions of the evil tenants. In self-righteous anger, we say with the Jews, "May this never be." But Jesus warns that the self-righteous Pharisees of the age will be dashed to pieces against him, the cornerstone. Even so, the vineyard owner again and again sends word to the renters. His desire to reconnect with the wicked tenants is so great that he sends his own son. Those who receive him with hearts of faith will gratefully bring forth fruit, and along with him enjoy the son's inheritance forever. And so you can find us Sunday morning here at 2250 South Hollandsvania Road in Maumee. 9 a.m. is our worship time, and 10:20 a.m. is Sunday school and Bible class. You can also tune in on YouTube or check out the show notes for the Wells Locator so you can find a church nearby and join them there. God bless your day.